Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Stylefile, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry with me, Adeline Chung. In the studio with me this week, I'm joined by a Stylefile veteran, Melissa Hillman.
We have not been really strong in online. I think it's either do or die. So having a retail store sort of like pushes you to keep on moving.
Florence Song, senior fashion writer at Elle Malaysia, fills us in on one of the latest fall outerwear trend that is no longer reserved for the ski slopes, the puffer jacket.
I think it's just part of the athleisure trend and also how you wear it now, these days, that you can actually incorporate into your everyday wear.
But first up is our style maker for this week, Melissa Hillman. Despite her attempt to sew, Melissa decided that sewing wasn't actually for her, but as luck would have it, she found her love in shoemaking. She honed her skills at the Polymeda International Institute of Fashion Design and Marketing that led to the launch of her own label in 2012. Since then, Melissa has launched multiple collections and collaborated with some of the biggest names in the local fashion scene like Jonathan Liang of Dude and the Duchess. Another notable collaboration she experimented was with Mimbi Kita recently, using bold colours, feminine silhouettes and pearl detailings. Hot on the heels with a newly launched collection, Melissa Hillman is back in the studio to talk about what's it like opening her first brick-and-mortar store to experimenting with different styles while keeping her core aesthetics intact. In conjunction with Pinktober, Melissa, I know that you know you've been doing a lot for Pinktober this month. One of your efforts being collaborating with artist Sharina Shahrainian for the installations. How did that come about?
So we've always been a fan of Sharina Shahrainian. Mm-hmm. I think we had our first collaboration when NH103. Mm-hmm. She did a small artwork for us for the event. So when she came back from Prague, I say, let's do something.
Right.
And then I saw one of her paintings in her workshop. I say, okay, I have an idea for Pinktober. And it started from there. So we've been a big fan. I've been always following her work. Mm-hmm. And wanted to create something special for the store as well.
What does the art represent?
We work on a storyline whereby one of 20 women in Malaysia will be touched or knows anybody who is touched by breast cancer.
Okay.
So it's just a representation of how she feels about it. It's meant to be touch, right? It's supposed to be flowing. We encourage people to come and sort of interact with it. So touching it.
Besides that, you know, you also collaborated with a t-shirt design with Oh Hello, Cherry Siapa,
yeah,
called Love Everybody. Tell us more on that. You know, what does the design mean?
So Oh Hello, Cherry Siapa is a creative duo, Ibnu and Diane. Mm-hmm. I've known Ibnu since he was working in Snackfood, and Diane mm-hmm. as well. So basically, we want to create a merchandise. I know Ibnu was working on silk screen, and Diane has her paintings yep. of nudes. So, I approached them and said, hey, would you guys like to collaborate? It's something I've been thinking about for a while. And I was inspired by Diane's artwork, but how she represented women, female bodies. And I thought, can we work something along the lines of Pinktober? And then we had the ribbon, the pink ribbon silhouette. And then we just trying to celebrate bodies and trying to having people remind themselves that, hey, take care of your body, you only have one, go for checkups, it's Pinktober, right? So that was the message that we're trying to convey.
Now, Melissa, you're a Stylefile veteran, so what have you been up to the past 2 years?
Well, I think after we last met, 2 years has been a very short time in retail timeline. I think we've grown. We've now have our first brick and mortar store in Bangsar Village. Mm-hmm. So after a year of pop-up in Bangsar Village, we finally have our own store. That's huge for us. We just opened in August. And we're already planning for a second pop-up, which is coming up shortly, I think, around November in Setia City Alam.
Well, I mean, that's a big step for you, right?
Yeah.
So how did it go for your store in Bangsa Village?
I think, well, I think when we first started, we didn't know what to expect in terms of crowd and their response to the collection. So I think after a year of being in the environment, Bangsa clientele, we sort of understood what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And we catered our products, and even the store design is catered towards the local customers.
Why do you think that the time was right, you know, to finally open a physical store? You've been running online for quite some time, right?
Yeah, we have not been really strong in online. I think it's either do or die. So having a retail store sort of like pushes you to keep on moving.
Yeah. And do you think there's more work?
I enjoy work. There's work and there's also growth.
Yeah.
So there's challenges along the way, which I think it's really important to grow. My team has expanded since we last spoken. I'm glad to have them on board. And we're just exciting to see how far things can grow, how big we can be.
Do you think they're opening a store in Bangsa Village, which is a standalone store, right? And you also have a pop-up at Isetan in KLCC.
Yep.
Now, by opening all this outside online business, do you think it has boosted your business so far?
I think it does. I think generally, a lot of customers who come in the store, 60 to 80% are not familiar with social media or the website. They come for the first time and say, hey, getting to know our brand, our local brand. And then once they're more familiar with the shoes, the collection, the sizes, and then they actually will come online, they get a bit more comfortable shopping online. Yeah, so there's growth both ways, physical and also online as well.
Now, I also noticed that you've had to move around a lot, you know, in terms of your store space. Why is that?
Well, I think it was just a timeline with the management. So we're just waiting for the right time.
Mm.
So what's available at that particular time? So there was a queue, a short queue, of which being said, we've been queuing for a year and finally got a spot. So I think it happens in all businesses that if you need to be in a retail space, especially the prestigious ones, the large ones, there's a list,
right.
Waiting list, yeah.
Now let's talk about your collections. So over the years, you know, what has changed, you know, in terms of your designs?
Well, over the years, I think I'm still seeking the same simple, minimalist, classic designs that we normally have.
Which is the best,
which
right?
is the best. Yeah, I think they're staples. It's just that throughout the years, when we first started, we came out with a completely, I think it was 100% leather collection.
Mm.
And then it got a bit tougher for us in the sense that we've used sustainable leathers when we first started until now, which means that our leathers are sourced from, these are grade A tanneries from stock lot leathers.
Right.
So we receive them, we may receive them in limited quantities, and we may make X amount of shoes, which is harder for us to grow. So with having an additional line, which we created late last year, we call it NH by Nelson Hillman, it's an extension of the collection, which is made from non-leather.
Mm-hmm.
That allows us to grow, to enable us to sort of like project the business in the years to come.
Now that you have a physical store, have you had to change your designs to make them more commercial?
In many ways, yes and no. I think when I first started, design has always been commercial, but there's always that 10% that we save that we probably, okay, let's experiment things a little bit and see how far we can go.
So what have you experimented?
I think this year we've had a collaboration with Mimpi Kitsa for Lebaran,
mm-hmm.
so I think we experimented with a bit of pearl embellishment, that's the first for us, and also mm-hmm. bold colours, green, red. And then we're planning another collaboration with Casey Gunn by the end
great.
Of the year. So she's good with prints and textiles.
Mm-hmm.
We're exploring that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fun bit.
Now, I know that in your interview with Her World in August, sometime in August, you mentioned that to perfect your artistry, you learned the differences between Malaysian and as well as Italian shoe craftsmanship. So what are those differences? Mind sharing with us?
Well, I think being in Italy, you're in the center of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So supply chain is from end to end.
Right.
You get the best leathers, you get the best artisans. I think your supplies are there. So your materials and your artisans are there. So while in Malaysia that you don't have a tenure that you work with, so materials, most of the time you have to import either from China or India or Italy.
Yeah.
I think close to 80% are imported materials-wise. We do have Sifu or artisan that can make shoes, but your supply, there's no R&D in that.
So what kind of materials do you use most now?
We still use leather from Italy. We have non-leathers as well. So things are always changing. So we attend trade shows just to see what's new. It's not just what you see on the outside of the shoe, but it's still on the inside and technology inside of a shoe.
Most recently, I know you announced your Fall 2017 collection. Now, tell us more about it.
Well, basically, we're not good in releasing collection based on, you know, seasonal. Being in Malaysia, it's constantly summer.
Yeah.
Spring, summer, spring, summer. I was just trying to, like, separate a collection. Maybe for the first time having a fall winter.
Why fall?
I don't know. It's always been, you don't know what else to call it. It's at the resort. Or pre-collection.
Classics.
So, classic.
Signature.
Yeah, so we have a few lineups coming up for classics and signature. That's a bit later in the year. So we had to like have something in between.
Why not have a theme?
We did have a theme. So fall was generally just so that press can pick up so they know that it's a fall. But in terms of releasing it, I think we release it every what, 2-3 weeks, a new drop. New drop. But the whole theme was, we had a theme for the fall, which is redefine power.
Yeah.
So we want, that was the theme that we wanted to work on towards the next, what, 2-3 months for
Why,
a campaign. I think the whole feminism issue has been quite strong on the runway, and we just want to express what we feel about the collection. So we had Zonglin, the photographer, to shoot it. She designed a campaign for us and thought, okay, this is something different we've not done before. What can we push? Or what message can we convey aside from just being a fashion brand, things like that.
So you've just launched this. Have you received any response so far?
It has been good. New batches arrives every 2-3 weeks. So far, so good. I think we started releasing it during just before KL Fashion Week, so that we had a bit more traction. So it's selling well in stores now. Some have run out, so we're stocking the styles really, really soon.
Tell us about the designs.
Design this time around, it's a bit bold. I think the whole Redefined Power is trying to experiment with metallic colours in the collection as well. We balance metallics and nudes. So some are daring enough to go with metallics, go ahead. Some do want classics in the collection, and we have a range of nude collections that go with it.
Now, besides that, there's also metallics galore line, which you mentioned, and there's the sandal part. What was the creative process behind this?
Well, when I was creating the line, I think I was about early in my pregnancy, and I wanted something easy to wear.
And comfortable. You don't want to wear heels, right? And your feet tend to swell.
I do wear heels for events. I can still take on heels. It's just the collection has toned on a little bit to have a bit more sandals, which I'm always a fan of. So we just extended the line and played with silhouettes and colours and see how the response is.
Are metallics a trend at the moment? Did you follow a trend?
A little bit. I think we need to a little bit. I think they're always on trend.
I think it's easier to match. It's either gold, metallic, or
silver. Metallic, yes.
Or rose gold.
Yes.
And it's always easier to match, especially when you wear jeans and
you want
just
something
a simple
pop of color, right?
Yeah. You mentioned earlier you've collaborated with Mimbikita, right?
Yes.
To produce your first ever Raya shoe collection, which was sometime earlier this year.
Yep, correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, how are they different, you know, from the usual NH shoes?
Well, for the first time Raya, we thought, okay, maybe we can produce something a bit more feminine. We took a little bit of inspiration from Mimbikita, the colours, the bold colours, the green, the red. And we had this pearl embellishment, which we've never used before. So these are really like classic feminine shoes. And we didn't know how the customer would react. Me being a first-time mother, pregnant, married, I wanted to just try and explore and see if this would work with our customers as well. It was pretty. It was really one of the prettiest collection that we've come out so far, and it's not too bad. Yeah.
So how many colors were there?
We have the green, blue, and red. So those are bold colors, and we did have a classic, a muted tone, neutral tone ones. Yeah.
So how has response?
Response has been good. I think I enjoy seeing people tagging us on Instagram, hashtagging me Pikitsa X Labara and NH. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And then on your website, you also talk a lot about sustainability on the materials you use, right?
Yeah.
Now, tell us about the materials you've been working on with lately.
So I think the sustainable material comes from our leathers. When we order leathers, we don't get the tanneries to produce new batch of leathers.
Mm-hmm.
We work with a supplier that retrieves stock lots from Grade A tanneries. These are tanneries in Italy that produces the same leather for the luxury brands.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are the specialties, you know, of European leather that makes it perfect, you know, for NH0s?
I like that. Well, the first thing first, when I hold a leather, when I touch leather, the first thing I would do is smell.
I do that too.
The quality is different. I think they care their goats or cows. They feed them well, so it starts of the start of
you
everything.
Can tell.
I think so. Yeah.
So okay. So when you smell leather, so what kind of smell are you looking for, and that you know that it's good leather?
This leather go through like several types of finishes or processes. So the ones that are chrome tan smell a lot of chemical, you can tell. If you're very sensitive, you'll sneeze.
Okay.
And you have the ones that are naturally tan. So that's different. That's vegetable tan leathers. So in our shoes, I think a lot of them are using a mix of vegetable and chrome tan leather.
So apart from smelling, what about the pattern of the leather?
Well, that's important too. I think Italian leathers has a little bit more innovation when it comes to material production that includes leather.
Yeah.
So the finishes are different. So whether it's textured, you can't find it locally.
Mm.
Because locally has spray paint. Either textured or embossed. At the moment in store, we have an ombre leather.
Mm.
So that's very rare for us. It's pretty interesting. They develop new leathers every day or every season. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And you're going to be collaborating with Casey Gunn.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about your designs with her?
Well, it's top secret. I'm just kidding. it's based on a collection 10, extension of a collection 10. So we're exploring simple silhouettes because the patterns are already very elaborate and
yep.
very fun. We're exploring with fur, I think, for the first time. We've not done that before.
You're not going to kill animals, right?
No. I'm with Gucci on this for now.
Okay.
So we have that coming up. I think silhouettes are simple, mm-hmm. easy to wear, similar to what Casey Gunn offering is all about. We're playing with materials and textures and
geometrical designs.
Yeah, geometrical designs, yeah. And even lace perhaps on shoes.
It's going to be exciting.
I hope so. So it's going to be a small capsule collection of maybe up to 6 to 8 SKUs.
Is it going
to
be casual wear? Are they like heels or like sandals or
a mix of flats, mm-hmm. sandals, and heels.
And what about colors?
Well, right now there's a lot of navy blue coming up, pink, yellow perhaps.
Wow.
Yellow, yeah, and red. Because we're aiming for the festive season,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
so there's a bit of red coming up.
Now, what's next for you?
Excitingly, in November, we might be launching a socks collaboration we have with Medium Rare.
Socks,
yeah. It's
wow.
It's like, you know, tootsie and Christmas gifting thing.
Okay, so what kind of designs are we looking at?
Colourful, fun designs. I think we'll be pushing the collection as early as early November.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty excited because it's our first socks collection. We've never done socks before. And the couple from Medium Rare has been so collaborative and so fun to work with. And it's ready already. It's just that, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
And that was my chat with Nelissa Hillman, who is expecting a child soon. Hope you have a safe delivery, Nelissa. Now, after the break, senior fashion writer at Elle Malaysia, Florence Song, strides us through on one of the latest outerwear trend this fall, the puffer jacket. But before that, here's Katie Lang with Theme for the Valley of the Dolls, played at Prada Spring Summer 2018 in Milan. This is Starfile, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!
BFM 89.9 is Adeline Chung on Stylefile. I'm joined by Florence Song, senior fashion writer at Elle Malaysia, and we discuss the puffer jacket, a trend that has now proved to be more than that, especially with its appearance on the runways of Fall-Winter 2018. And this week, we are talking about puffer jackets and are mostly quilted and feel fluffy. I know mostly worn in colder climates, but not in Malaysia, right?
Yep.
And also made fashionable enough now to be worn in warmer weather,
yep,
like in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, that's true. Puffer jackets, I mean, they used to be reserved solely for the ski slopes. Like,
yeah,
you wouldn't invest in it unless you were headed to a cold country or you're going skiing.
And they have plenty of them in Uniqlo.
Exactly. Like, all those down jackets where you can just easily grab. I mean, and to an extent, these puffer jackets were even considered kind of uncool back then. Like, you wouldn't wear them unless you necessarily had to. It was more of like a functional and practical item rather than a trendy item.
I feel super nerdy wearing it.
Exactly. I mean, you'd rather choose a sleeker coat to keep warm in rather than wear a puffy jacket because you just kind of look uncool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think these days they've been incorporated into like everyday wear. I mean, you just see them being sold everywhere in like H&M and like Monkey and Mango, like just as if it was just any other item, which is kind of a strange thought considering that we're in Malaysia and it does not suit our climates. But I think it's just part of the athleisure trend and also how you wear it now these days that you can actually incorporate into your everyday wear.
How would you wear it?
I would wear it. I mean, I definitely would not wear it to walk on the streets of KL for sure. But but seeing that like offices in KL are pretty cool, I would have no qualms wearing it to an office. But I'll probably wear it to an event or a night out.
A night out? Wouldn't it be too hot?
Oh, probably if I was just sitting down and looking cool, having my OOTD taken and not having to dance too much. Probably, okay, it will probably come off by the end of the night.
Okay, so how do you look good, you know, with a puffer jacket?
Okay, so there's, I mean, the puffer jacket is quite versatile in a way because you can pair it with quite a lot of items, but because the silhouette is already so big up on top, I would suggest to keep the rest of your outfit more streamlined for balance. So you can actually pair it with like straight legged cropped jeans or sharp tuxedo pants. You know, you can wear them with ankle boots or just a simple skirt and a long sleeve knit with trainers. It will look really good. And another popular way to wear it is to actually leave the first few buttons unbuttoned and to wear it slightly off the shoulder to reveal like a sweater layered underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, wearing it off the shoulder might also help with the temperature control for our weather. So it might help. So that's a thought.
What are the best runways, you know, you've seen so far?
The best runway, I mean, this was a few seasons ago, but I have to say Balenciaga for sure, because they were the first ones that sent puffer jackets down the runways and made it as huge as it is today. So the way it was styled was with a really crystal embellished sweater worn off the shoulders and was paired with these really dangly crystal chandelier earrings. So it was all about the contrast. Like, you wouldn't normally think to wear a puffer jacket with all these glamorous, you know, really over the top items, but it actually worked. So it's about the mix of like, you know, the sporty and also, you know, the dressed up.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel that puffer jackets may look good on runways, you know, for I don't know, for people in Malaysia, if they were to wear puffer jackets walking down the KL street, people might be thinking, what is wrong with him or her?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and when you mentioned earlier that you can pair it in a way that you can pair it with your boots as well. And I mean, don't you think that it looks, okay, maybe if you're wearing genting, that's not so bad.
Probably.
Okay, but I'm not too sure about in KL though.
Yeah. It's definitely not an everyday, day-to-day kind of thing that you can wear. So I would say perhaps it's an investment item that you can buy. And if you were to travel to a colder country, I mean, sure, bust it out. Like, break out all the looks that you can with a puffer jacket. Or, you know, wear it. Save it for an event, for a special event where you have to make an appearance, because it's definitely going to make a statement for sure.
Do you think it's more of a glam outfit or maybe you can dress down?
I do think it's versatile in the sense that you can work it both ways. So like I mentioned, like you can definitely dress it up for an event with chandelier earrings, mm-hmm. like some really sophisticated heels, or pair it with a really like embellished dress. So it's all about the contrast. And even you can also wear it casually with just jeans, with boots, or just normal pants and a sweater. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now where can we get the puffer jackets in KL?
Right now, puffer jackets are everywhere, like in high street stores like H&M, Topshop, Zara. There's a whole range, and you can get them in various materials. There's also like the ones in metallics, which are really cool and really eye-catching. And so, yeah.
And finally, do you think that you would spend, invest in a puffer jacket?
I probably would not invest in too many pieces, considering that I won't get much use out of it here in Malaysia.
One is enough.
Yeah, probably one or two, because... If you're someone that travels a lot, then yes, I'd say go for it. But if not, then I'm sure you have to find a way to make your money's worth by wearing it more.
And that's all we have for you this week on Stylefile. If you've missed any part of the show, fret not. Just head over to www.bfm.my/stylefile to download the podcast. And to find out more, do check out our Facebook page, Stylefile, on BFM 89.9. We also have a BFM app if you'd like to listen to us on the go. It is available on Google Play and the App Store. Now, I'm going to leave you with a track by Annie Lennox with I Put a Spell on You, played at Prada Spring Summer 2018 in Milan. This has been Stylefile, and I'm Adeline Cheung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!